Well, turning now to Barcelona, we're getting more details about the attack there earlier today. A van plowing into a crowd in the iconic Las Ramblas pedestrian area, hitting dozens of people. Authorities in Barcelona are calling it a terrorist attack. NPR's Camila Domonoske has been tracking this story. What do we know about what happened? And we do know the number of dead has been rising. So tell us what you know, Camila.
Well, what we know is that it was a late afternoon along Las Ramblas. Like you said, it's an iconic, a famous boulevard in central Barcelona, and it has a wide pedestrian path running down the middle of the boulevard. Mm-hmm. And then on either side, a section of the road where cars can drive. And then, of course, it's lined with shops and restaurants. And a white van jumped the curb between the section of the road for cars and the pedestrianized area. It then drove straight down the middle of the pedestrian path, and eyewitnesses say it was not stopping and it was not slowing.
Yeah, well, look, we heard early reports. The pictures that are coming out are just horrific. And we heard earlier reports that there were some gunmen that ran from the van and were holed up in a restaurant. There were hostages. Do we know any more about that?
Yeah, we do know that the driver fled the scene, but some of those initial reports about a hostage situation or people being holed up in a restaurant do not appear to be accurate. The police say there is no and was no hostage situation. They do now have a suspect in custody. They have one man who's been arrested. Again, they're saying that they're treating this as a terror attack, one that killed at least 13 people, they're now saying, and injured at least 50.
Just horrific. And the entire area shut down, very eerie because it's usually packed with people. We know the mm-hmm. U.S. consulate, the State Department says, is helping American tourists who might be in the area. But do we have any idea who did this?
There's very little that we know at this point. Like I said, we do know that there's one suspect in custody. It's not entirely clear whether or not there may or may not be a second suspect. There's a lot that's still being determined about this story on the ground and with the police response and investigation, which is actively ongoing.
Right. But one thing's for sure, this is part of a pattern.
Yeah, it's another attack, another identified by police as a terror attack involving a weapon and a crowd of pedestrians. Last year, we saw a horrific attack in Nice along that beachfront where more than 80 people were killed. We saw the Berlin Christmas market attack with a truck, about a dozen people killed there. And even here in the U.S., you were just talking about Charlottesville, where, again, there was a vehicle used as a weapon in what the Attorney General has identified as a domestic terror attack, killing one person. Mm-hmm. So here in Barcelona, once again, you can see the damage that one vehicle, one easily acquired vehicle, can do in a pedestrianized area. And these attacks can be very difficult to prevent. But again, there's a lot we don't know about how this was planned or carried out.
A lot we don't know. But again, it's such a wide pedestrian area. It's one of the most famous in Europe. It's kind of amazing that it hadn't been more protected. But NPR will continue to follow this story over the course of the day. Camila Domonoske, thanks so much.
Thank you.